President Bush called today for $48 billion in new military spending. That would be the largest such increase for the Department of Defense in two decades. The president says more high-tech equipment is needed to fight the war on terrorism.
The announcement comes on the same day that the administration's own forecasters admitted that the federal government will show a deficit of more than $100 billion this year, and nearly as much next year. The White House says such deficits are acceptable in a time of war, recession, and national emergency. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
In a speech this afternoon to officers of the military reserves, the president said he wants Pentagon spending increased by more than 14% in the fiscal year beginning this fall. He said that the war on terrorism is going very well, but that the operation in Afghanistan is just the beginning, and that the U.S. military must have every resource in order to achieve victory.
We will invest in more precision weapons, in missile defenses, in unmanned vehicles, in high-tech equipment for soldiers on the ground. The tools of modern warfare are effective. They are expensive. But in order to win this war against terror, they are essential. Buying these tools may put a strain on the budget, but we will not cut corners when it comes to the defense of our great land.
The president has received bipartisan support in Congress for the military steps he's taken to fight terrorism, and it's expected that this budget proposal for the Pentagon will win approval on Capitol Hill as well. But in his speech this afternoon, the president also made a plea for that same kind of bipartisanship on domestic issues, where he faces a far livelier opposition. The budget office announcements today about deficits, a projected $106 billion this year and $80 billion the next, are sure to heighten concerns about the president's approach to the economy and the federal purse. Democrats in recent weeks have lashed out at the tax cut passed last year at the president's urging. They have blamed that cut for the disappearance of the federal budget surplus, and they wonder whether the money will be there to fund both the war and the domestic programs that cost more during a recession. Those divisions caused a battle with the president over the shape of an economic stimulus package aimed at getting the country out of a recession, and kept that package from passing the Senate before Christmas. The president today said the country needs to be as united in fighting the recession as it is in fighting the war.
It's time to set aside all the politics, all the posturing, and figure out how to take care of workers whose lives were affected because of the attacks on 9/11. But as we do so, always remember that people may want an unemployment check to help them through tough times, but what they really want is a permanent paycheck.
Today is the first day of the new session of Congress, the session that leads to the midterm elections in November. Trying to get things started on a more positive note, the president invited congressional leaders from both parties to breakfast at the White House. Afterward, Tom Daschle, the Democrats' leader in the Senate, told reporters that his party is ready to work with the White House.
A new year brings a new opportunity to start over. We're going to do that and work in hopefully a very positive and a bipartisan spirit. There will be differences, clearly, but as we confront those differences, hopefully we can overcome them and try to accomplish a lot in reaching common ground and moving this country forward.
The president will send the budget for next year to Congress on February 4th. In addition to the military increases, it will include more money for airport security, law enforcement, and other aspects of homeland defense. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.